Welcome to the Be Yourself Happy, Healthy, Hopeful podcast. I'm your host, Adriana Grande. I'm a health promoter at the Bulimia Anorexia Nervosa Association, also known as BANA, here in Windsor, Essex. I'm thrilled to be here with you as we begin our journey of meaningful conversations about mental health, self-acceptance, and the path to wellness. Today, I'm joined by Kim Mann, who is the outreach worker extraordinaire at the Youth Wellness Hub, Windsor, Essex. This is an exciting first episode for me because I met Kim when I first started at BANA, seeing each other in the community. Our work with youth overlaps a lot, so I'm looking forward to learning more about youth mental health and the Youth Wellness Hub from a friend today. Thanks for joining me, Kim.
Thank you for having me, Adriana. I'm feeling very privileged to share space with you right now, and I'm super excited to chat about the Youth Wellness Hub and all of our services. So,
amazing. Yeah. I'm really excited that our community can learn a little bit more if they don't know already. But before we get into the details of the Youth Wellness Hub, can you maybe share a bit about yourself and what drew you to working in youth mental health?
Yes.
Was there a personal moment or experience that kind of lit this path for you?
Yeah, so it was almost like conscious, but not conscious. So I grew up in a South Asian family. We were Indian from an immigrant experience. So if you know a bit about like a South Asian background, like it's almost kind of mental health issues are to the wayside, something you need a strong muscle and overcome and to work diligently. And there's a lot of pressure to succeed, like succeed. But that amount of pressure can really, you know, influence your mental health and not really in the best way. So I've got quite a bit of lived experience from that. And I come from a healthcare family. My mom's a nurse. And for years, she worked in the ICU, the intensive care unit, which is a high pressure environment. And there's not a lot of space for like debriefing, relaxing, and all that kind of stuff. So I really took it upon myself to focus on psychology. I went to school for psychology and social justice. And like for the last 10 years, I've been working with youth. Like I started off teaching in Korea because I wanted to get my foot in and to see, you know, what my interest was with youth, if I would be any good working with youth. And I had a positive experience from that. So when I came back to Canada, I started working with at-risk youth. I've worked in the Maryville's Rotary Home for a bit. I worked in Vancouver for a bit at an Indigenous group home and then at a rehab center. So when I came back to Windsor and there was a job posting at the Youth Wellness Hub, I thought it was a really good fit for me personally, because with my background in psychology and social justice, the main tenet of the Youth Hub is to provide free and easy to access services to youth between the ages of 12 and 25. And I'm a huge advocate for easy to access programs for youth, any way to make their journey a little bit easier, because it's tough when you're growing up to kind of figure that out, figure yourself out and what you want and your desires. So yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, the Youth Wellness Hub is lucky to have you. But I also didn't know you had, you know, over a decade probably of experience in those settings.
Yeah.
So you are obviously well suited for this role.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So maybe for someone who's never heard of a Youth Wellness Hub, can you tell us a bit about it and the model of it?
Yes. So the Youth Wellness Hubs, basically, they're focus point is providing free and easy to access services for youth between the ages of 12 and 25. It aims to be as low barrier as possible as a solution or at least a bonus to the city in regards to accessing care. There are quite a few programs in the city that do offer free one-on-one counseling, but unfortunately we all know like there's wait lists, there are barriers, there are referrals that and there are constant steps that some of these families and these youth have to go through, and it delays the ability to receive care. So our goal is to offer that instant access to care. We really hope to provide no wait times to youth so they can receive care as soon as possible. And our core belief is that everyone deserves access to the tools that will support them through their life trajectory. So we act as a pathway because like there are our services, but we collaborate with a multitude of different programs in the city, like New Beginnings, Teen Health, and the Imani Program, the Sexual Assault Crisis Center, Trans Wellness Ontario, RAFA. And we're always open to collaboration too. So like there's the health component and then there's like the recreational component. But I think we'll get into that probably in the next question, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Absolutely. So can you maybe explain, because it is an umbrella part of the CMHA umbrella.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So how does it fit within CMHA, or how did Youth Wellness Hub kind of come to be?
Yes. Yeah, so back in 2021, we landed the approval to start the program. So in 2021, that was when our operation manager, Michelle, started building how it was going to be. We have our Youth Advisory Council, and that's when it was implemented. And for those not familiar with Youth Advisory Councils, at least our own Youth Advisory Council inform our decisions that are made at the hub, whether it's from the interior design, what they would like to see in the drop-in area, what kind of groups they would like to participate in it. And sometimes they even facilitate groups themselves. We had a crochet group that was going on. I know there's a book club they want to get into the works as well. But those that info was channeled into that program to start it up. With the Canadian Mental Health Association, it's a really good fit. We're dealing with mental health care in this program. I believe it was the best channel for the program to be implemented through. So they are our governing body, and they have fantastic policies to ensure the health and safety of all of their clients, really. So,
yeah, I really love how you brought up that Youth Advisory Council piece, because I remember the first time I walked in the Youth Wellness Hub, I was so blown away by the physical space, the way it's laid out, the different rooms. Can you maybe walk us through how this particular youth hub came to be?
Yes. So initially, when we first opened in March 2022, we were at the Maryville campus in cottage number 6, which we always love as a starting point. There's lots of fond memories there, but it was really good for us because it helped us build familiarity in the community until we moved into our new location. So the Schultz Family Foundation actually sponsored this new location for us to move into. So we moved in July 2023, and now we are... Our legal address is 215 Eugenie Street, and I always say, please don't go there because you will not be able to get the front door of the youth hub. We're next to Susie's Grill. We're next to Children's First. I usually say 2565 Dougal. But essentially, with this space, it was wonderful because I sat in on a couple of those youth advisory meetings, and they had an architect in those meetings, and they really, truly were informing the decision-making. They're like, yeah, we want this counseling room to be themed this. We want this counseling room to be themed this way. This is how we want the drop-in space to work. This is what we would like to see from the kitchen. So now all of our rooms are themed, like the jungle room is really, really cool. It's got a sun room. It's got fantastic wallpaper. We have a winter room that's super cozy, the summer room. The Green Earth Room, which is sponsored by the Jackson Auglin Foundation, which has been a massive support for us as well. The really cool thing about that informed youth piece is that it's not being kind of, I don't want to know if I want to say delegated or informed by adults. Like, youth want to come to a facility that is seen from a peer lens.
Yes.
So, like, we're informed by the youth. A lot of our decision-making is informed by the youth. Like, it makes for a really fantastic space. Like, it's colorful. It's comforting. They have a theater room to hang out in. We've got a foosball table. We've got a pool table. Really jumbling my words there. But essentially, like, because they don't have to receive one-on-one services. They don't really need to join in the groups because we have the drop-in center. They can literally just come here, relax, and meet other people.
Yeah.
We have the free Wi-Fi. We have the couches. A lot of times they come really, they're really big on, like, coloring right now, which is really, really cool. They've totally decked out our wall under the TV with drawings. But they've done puzzles. And I find that it's a really fantastic way for them to connect with other kids. And a lot of times other kids that are experiencing the same thing they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. It's kind of like by youth for youth.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. That's literally in the tagline. Yeah.
Yes. No, really? That's funny. I think it's so important, especially when it comes to mental health and making sure not to parachute into any specific communities.
Yeah.
The fact that the people that you're serving is telling you what they want and need, and the most important part, you're listening and providing it, makes it a really welcoming space. Okay, can you maybe tell us a little bit about the different programming that the Youth Wellness Hub offers?
For sure. Okay, we're gonna settle in here.
Yeah.
Because we have quite the roster, which is honestly, it's really fantastic and it makes me excited. So the top one that we really lead with is the mental health counseling. As I said before, because of the amount of wait lists, the locked in multiple, like, Youth get the free counseling services, but they only have a set amount of weeks after they wait on the wait list. With our drop-in counseling, we have two master's level social workers that are available on a daily basis for these youth to come and drop in and have a counseling session, which we find to be a great interim until they kind of find someone that can see them consistently. We'll try and see them as consistently as we can, of course. So the counselors provide short-term solutions, focused therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, narrative therapy. They have a lot of modules, and the mindset with mental health counseling is that it's treatment. Mm-hmm. These folks are able to facilitate these tools or provide these youth with tools so that they can carry out and find better coping strategies or feeling more at peace with themselves. A main thing that I say too is that no topic is off limits. And we're really big on privacy as well. When they first get registered here at the Youth Hub, they sign a contract, essentially, and they don't need their parents to peer sign the contract. But essentially what we do is we go over their privacy rights, and anytime we might need to alert anyone about what they're talking about, but really and truly, it's only if they're at risk for harming themselves or harming other people. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're safe to come and discuss what you need to here. So that's the mental health counseling piece. The next one we talk about is peer support. And sometimes those two services can get confused because they're both one-on-one. They're both based in conversation, but what is the difference with peer support and mental health counseling? So we do have the two peer support workers as well. So with the mental health counselors, I forgot to say their names. There's Zara and there's Daniel. Mm-hmm. And then Zara's trilingual. She can speak French, English, and Arabic. So that's very helpful for folks who are more comfortable in French or Arabic.
Yes.
With peer support, we have Marlo and we have Lexi. And peer support is defined as help that comes from people with similar lived experience to the person seeking help. So what peer support is, it's not treatment. It's someone that can walk alongside you. I find sometimes, like, folks may come in with issues, but they might feel much more comfortable talking to someone that they know has lived through it.
Absolutely.
That's a huge piece, because sometimes, you know, it's difficult for people to connect with others when they're kind of like, you can't really relate to what, mm-hmm. you know, is going on with me. Like, you're not there. You haven't been there. So our peer support workers, they don't do treatment, meaning it's not a therapy session. But what it is it's somewhere to talk it out. Hey, like, I've been trying to do this, you know, skill that I've just been taught, but I'm really struggling with it, you know. And they can ask, like, they're open to ask, like, what kind of solutions have helped you out that maybe I can work with alongside. So they're really good, like, with struggles with friends, struggles with family as well. And Lexi has, like, almost a decade in recovery. Wow. Marlo has a lot of experience with, you know, front-facing prejudice, mm-hmm. even racial prejudice as well. So it's a really good space for them. And peer support workers are really good, too. If they find that it is, like, high-level clinical issues with the youth that they're working with, it's a direct pathway to our counselors.
That's very helpful.
It's like, okay, so you need more help than what I can provide to you as a peer support worker, but I know someone I can refer you to. Daniel, I can refer you to Zara. We also have, with the mental health counseling, it's not just Zara and Daniel. There are employees here at the Youth Hub, but we also have on Mondays, there's Michelle. She's a substance use counselor from Teen Health. So she can provide that treatment as well. Wednesdays, we have Rania from the Sexual Assault Crisis Center. She provides mental health counseling as well. Juliana from Trans Wellness is also here on Wednesdays offering mental health counseling too. So really and truly, like, we have a wide variety. These are really good point places that if we find it's higher level, that requires treatment. I keep saying treatment, but that's really and truly what it is. They're able to pathway that out for them. So
yeah, it's nice to have them in the same space.
Yes.
Peer workers and clinical side of it.
Yeah, the clinicians.
For that direct pathway. So that's great.
Yeah.
Other services. You had mentioned you have a nurse practitioner.
We do. So we have a nurse practitioner. Hello, Caitlin. She is here every Wednesday and every Friday. So Wednesday, she's here for the full day, 1 to 7. Friday, she's here from 1 to 4:30. And then every other Thursday, we have Tara from Teen Health that comes. So I'll get a little bit into the different process or the different, I guess, treatments, the treatments
yes.
is coming out again, that they provide for our youth here. So with the nurse practitioner, Caitlin's able to provide diagnosis, assessments, medication prescriptions as well. She's a really good pathway for finding other services in the community too. Tara can do similar when it comes to the pathway. So she can't diagnose provide assessments or provide medication, but what she can do is pregnancy testing and counseling too, if you need a talk through about your curiosity with pregnancy, if you're experiencing pregnancy right now. She's a really good for counsel in that aspect. STI testing and treatment, birth control information and plan B, urinary tract assessments. She's available for that as well. She's done some fun groups here as well for like learning opportunity with the youth. So we really love Tara. Thank you, Tara. And yeah, Caitlin's been really great as well to have at the Youth Hub too. And she's getting, you know, she gets her share of clients, but you don't need a health card. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier on, I probably didn't, but you don't need a health card to access our services. And that's really helpful, especially when it comes to very specifically healthcare and our nursing services. So yeah, that's our nursing services. And I know I touched upon some of our partners. So Rania from SAC, the Sexual Assault Crisis Center, Juliana from Trans Wellness, Michelle from Teen Health, Tara from Teen Health. But, you know, we have you yourself, Banna, that come like almost every month. I think monthly you guys are coming,
monthly,
right?
Every other month. We try our best.
For the self-love clubs?
Yes.
Yes. So those are a lot of fun. And then Rafa comes every second Thursday of the month to do bingo. We also have the therapy dogs that come every third Thursday as well, which are a huge hit. And yeah, Fridays are a lot of fun too. We have art groups, we have karaoke nights. There's tons of stuff for the youth to kind of jump into and have fun with, because it doesn't always have to be treatment. There's other ways to kind of open the door for accessing things that actually do support your mental health that you might not know of or you might know of. But fun is a really big aspect, I find, with alleviating maybe mental health issues. So,
just a place to escape
or
turn to outside of their maybe school lives or home lives. Mm-hmm. It's really a safe space for people to come to.
Yeah, like
respite.
Which is nice. Respite.
Yeah, we all need it. So you talked a bit about your partner organizations. Any other? I know you do some cooking classes.
Yes.
Actually, can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, thank you, actually, because that goes into the partnerships things as well. So we work a lot with Teen Health on Mondays, especially Corinne, their dietitian, comes in every Monday, 4 to 6, to run a cooking group. So they do different recipes like every week. I know they've done feta tarts 1 week. They did chicken wings and ranch the other week.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun, especially with our kitchen. If you're not familiar with it, like we have 3 stoves, 3 dishwashers, 3 sinks, and full accessibility to these tools. So it's a really great place for the kids to come and learn. We just started up our inclusive baking bi-weekly on Tuesdays. So for our folks with maybe some intellectual disabilities or need a little bit more support in learning how to cook, that's been really fantastic.
Wow.
And then Amani. So Amani is a program through Teen Health that specifically serves Black youth and their families.
Yes.
So they will come down every last Tuesday of the month and do a cooking group that it's called Cooking with Amani, that is specifically for Black youth. So they do a variety of dishes that are from African lineage or African American lineage or West Indian African heritage. So they've done curry chicken, plantains, and rice. I know they did goosey stew and fufu. And I'm recalling this because whenever I'm buying the ingredients, I am hunting down in the multi-foods and I am not forgetting. I am blanking, but I'm not forgetting.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cooking groups are really, they're really fun. And I guess that's a really good way for me to pivot into like the free services. And by free services, because I know everything is free here. You're never going to pay for anything, but free access to supplies. So in the kitchen is our Hub Grub food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you have free access to go and grab whatever food supplies you need. So what you would do is you just basically flag down an employee and say, hey, can I grab a couple of things from the food pantry? And you're good to go. We'll give you a tote bag. You can grab what you need. The UHC also gives us donations of fresh produce too. Thank you, UHC. Okay, so a lot of times we'll get giant donations of tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce. We got hash browns one time. We got these like state farm, I don't know, State Farm, but do you know, like, when they're competing to grow gigantic squash?
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I can't, I don't know why I want to call it State
like
Farm.
Like State Fairs.
State Fair. That's what, yes. I'm sorry, that was loud. But State Fair level butternut squash.
Wow.
Which was really, really cool. So yeah, lots of great produce there. With the food pantry, you can for sure get stews, rice, mac and cheese, canned vegetables, canned fruit, nuts, granola bars. So that's one, that's the one open access free product service that we have. We also have the comfort closet, which is a point place for hygiene products, shampoos, conditioners, loofahs, toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorants. We just got a donation from the Smile Wagon. Of a bunch of deodorants, toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoos, conditioners, which was fantastic. So that's the comfort closet, and the process is the exact same as the food pantry. Ask a staff member, we'll get you the tote. You can come grab your stuff. We have winter coats. We have bus tickets as well. I wouldn't say the bus tickets are as grabby-grabby as the other pantries and closets are, only because we have to make sure that they're more expensive,
yes.
Really and truly. So we have to make sure that we're allocating them on like a good basis there, but they're still available because we want the kids to be able to access our services.
Yep.
So we're not strict about them, but we might have to be a little bit more tight-handed than the other services.
A little bit more mindful.
A little bit more mindful. I like that. Mindful. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hearing you talk about all the services you offer speaks to the partnerships,
yes,
within the community, whether it be Amani,
yes,
or UHC,
yes,
all these organizations doing incredible work on their own,
mm-hmm,
but all coming together to support youth here specifically at the Youth Hub. That's really, really nice to hear. I love to hear that. Okay, I want to kind of pivot in the conversation and talk a little bit about challenges that youth in our community specifically are facing in terms of mental health. I know you're out in the community a lot. I know everyone who works at the Youth Wellness Hub, you know, sees different youth. What would you say are the top three challenges you're seeing youth facing right now?
Yeah, no, for sure. Honestly, when I go to contact with youth, I think, look, community is such a huge piece,
mm-hmm,
in regards to like health and wellness, not even with youth, but I think the community as a whole. Some issues I see is that lacked in the ability to connect. And I think, I mean, I hate to bring up COVID, but I think COVID was a huge piece of that. Like, the youth had to go and get schooling online, right? They were kind of in their own little hubs. But a school as an environment is really where you truly learn to flourish and build those skill sets. And with that leads to isolation. And isolation leads to multiple different, like, anxiety, depression, right? It's a cultivating ground for that. So I think that's a really huge piece. But another thing is barrier to services, right? So if you're kind of isolated, and I think we know, and it's absolutely, like, it's a very real thing, and it's a big reason why our facility is open, is because the amount of wait lists for free,
yes,
counseling services, right? I mean, the wait lists are huge because the demand is so high. Like, these are very prevalent issues. So, like, the wait lists are huge, and it's a barrier for them to be able to access it. So I really think that it really compounds on, you know, mental health issues because, I mean, the longer you go without help, I think the deeper and deeper you might get into unwellness, do you know what I mean, into your illness. So, for me, that's the biggest issue. I'm not sure about top three. Like, I could go into the more stigmatized topics, but at the end of the day, I really think that's where it blooms from,
mm-hmm,
right? If you're feeling alone in what you're suffering through, it's even more tougher to go and seek out these services, right? A lot of us think that we're completely alone in our,
mm-hmm,
struggles, but that's not really the case,
yeah,
in what I find. So, yeah, that's my answer to that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so youth 12 to 25.
Yes.
That's the target
demographic. Yes.
So if there's a parent listening, maybe a teacher,
yes,
who is teaching a youth at that age, or a family member who, you know, thinks that they can use community or support or anything else that the Youth Hub offers, what should parents or loved ones know about their kids accessing services?
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess one thing, like, that is frequently brought up is, how do you access the services?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll loop back up to that whole low barrier point.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't need a lot in order to access services here. So, I mean, to the parents, to the educators, right? We service youth to 12 to 25, but we'll service them up until their 26th birthday.
Okay.
So it's not 25 and you get cut off. It's really 26 and then it's done. But for accessing services and registration, all we need is first name, last name, birthday, the youth's phone number and email address. But if you don't have one, that's fine. And their address that they're currently living at, and then their emergency contact.
Okay.
Then they sign off on the agreement to access services. But they don't need parental consent for them to access services.
Okay.
Because a lot of times with our, like, especially between, like, I think it's below 18 or 16, they need, do need a co-signer. We don't. Our contractual agreement is that we go over privacy rights.
Right.
Because we're huge on that privacy piece. Like, we want the youth to, A, feel comfortable, feel trustworthy towards us, and confidentiality. I mean, that's massive.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. It's a massive, massive. So it goes over their privacy rights and essentially when it may be needed to be, I don't want to say broken, but if the youth
safety
are
concerns.
Safety,
yes.
Thank you. That's the terminology, yeah. Safety concerns. but like if we need to breach that, it's usually only because we believe the youth is at risk of either harming themselves or harming others.
Absolutely.
And that's really the only time that we would need to intervene, right?
Absolutely.
Is that safety risk. We want them to be safe. We want them to essentially be like that. But in regard, like, that's really accessing services. And then I can get into the front door stuff a little bit later. But yeah, like, I think you yourself, I believe, are a parent, right?
Yes.
So I think too, like, it's important to hear from your lens too. It's like, when you hear about these services, you're plugged into the network in regards to wellness and care services in Windsor. But like, you may have friends yourself that might have questions to be fielded. I always say, like, if I'm not answering the questions, like, effectively on this podcast, feel free to contact us on our website too. We have a contact page for questions to field like this. So
yeah, no, absolutely. I saw after learning about the Youth Wellness Hub a few years ago, I saw everyone.
Hey.
Sometimes, no, I even think of, you know, people who have kids later in elementary school, early high school, where their kids just aren't connecting with their peers in a way that's really meaningful and supportive.
Yeah.
A space like the Youth Wellness Hub can be that free, fun place for them to be.
Yeah.
And that's where they find their community.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah, and that's really the hugest piece for us is that community piece. Well, hugest, but in regards to the Youth Advisory Committee, they are the ones that guide us in the whole, what would really make youth come out and maybe talk to one another. Like, that drop in space is huge. Like, the youth are coming here and making friends.
Yeah.
They're connecting with others that they can relate to, right? That's massive, so.
Mm-hmm. And I, just to go back to that Youth Advisory Council again, I think it's just so important for any community organization to not parachute into a a demographic.
Yeah.
Right? So
the
fact that it's designed by youth for youth makes it so effective.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
is great to see. I love to see that.
If our listeners could only take away three simple facts about youth mental health, what would they be?
Okay. Number one, and I say this a lot when I do presentations, either in schools or other programs, is that you're not alone in your struggles. And our work here is to destigmatize the topic of mental health, but especially mental illness. So you'd be surprised how many folks are in the same situation as yourself, like not only youth, but adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on outside in this world. So I think we need each other quite a lot. And then the second note would be self-advocacy is key. There's no shame in asking for help, and our community is very helpful. So, and I mean, I think that's really displayed with the amount of partnership, the amount of donations that go on, and like Windsor really has their eye on it.
Yes.
I think we've always been a very generous community.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to my point, our community is very helpful, and we encourage you to use that to your advantage, especially the Youth Hub. We're a pretty new program, and we want to be able to stay in the community to provide these resources. They're very much needed. Third point being, take your time and be kind to yourself. So we're all learning with the tools that we have to our disposal. But I really want to take the pressure away when it comes to mental health to having everything right, or, you know, maybe being hard on yourself because you're not doing enough, right? Just take your time with it. Go slow. You don't have to have the answers right away. And a lot of times that's what these services are here for. You know, we're all learning. This is all our first time on this planet.
Yeah, that's so true. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about Youth Hub?
For sure. One last thing I would like to plug is that we are currently doing our Box of Cheer fundraiser. So if you hear this before December 24th, jump in. They're $20 a box. Inside the boxes is one mystery crochet comfort item amongst other mystery items. Sometimes it's candy. sometimes it's jewelry, sometimes it's this. You should definitely check out our Instagram at youthhubyqg. We have a lot of unboxing videos going on right now, so you can definitely get your eye on it and get a better understanding of what might be inside the box. But it is a mystery box, so it might not be the same thing, probably won't be the same thing. But yes, they're $20 a box. You can buy them on our website. You can check us out at local fairs, but I would encourage you to go to our website. It'll be the first pop-up when you go to youthhubyqg.com.
Amazing. Thank you. Yes. So where can our listeners find more information about Youth Wellness Hub and the exciting things you put out there?
Yes. I'll start with our website. So it's all of our handles on social media are YouthHubYQG. So the website is YouthHubYQG.com. Our Instagram and Facebook are YouthHubYQG. We have Twitter as well. But, I mean, this is where you're going to find the most up-to-date information is really Facebook and Instagram. And I would highly recommend when you go to our website and you want to know what's going on day-to-day live, go to our schedule tab. It's available and it's the most up-to-date schedule that we have, because we can immediately alert you if, say, counseling is canceled or, you know, the nurse practitioner isn't in today, because we have like our physical PDF calendar, but yes, we can't keep that up to date all the time. Yep. Also, I'm also going to jump in and say, if you are seeking to earn volunteer hours as a high schooler, because I don't know if I touched upon that before, but that's a partnership we have in New Beginnings. Every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m., you can earn up to 2 volunteer hours if you are in high school and you are looking to earn and graduate with the hours. That's available. But we also have volunteer opportunities through our program with the youth, in the Youth Wellness Hub. So if you're currently a university student or even older, like it's really for everybody over the age of 18, we have a volunteer program which you can apply for and provide support here at the Youth Hub. So you can assist us with our drop-in area, assist us with our groups, come out with me as an events volunteer to assist me in my outreach. And we have tutoring volunteer opportunities as well. So, you know, it's a great way to give back to your community.
Yes, so, and you're very active on social media, so definitely worth a follow to be up to date with all the fun and exciting things happening at the Youth Wellness Hub. Any final words of wisdom or one last message you'd like to share with anyone who
is listening
yes, or people who support youth?
Yes. Keep in touch. Yeah. Definitely keep in touch. Be easy on yourself. I know winter time is coming. And we're available. You know, give us a call, 519-800-8640. I believe it's still our phone number. And I'm really surprised if I remember that correctly. check out our website. I'm the one that runs the social media accounts. Send us a DM. Send us an email. But keep in touch. Like, we are here for you, not only for youth, but their families as well. The families need support as well, too. Did I mention that our program is for the ages to 12 to 25? Because it is.
Okay.
And we will service them up until their 26th birthday. Okay. We are available to you. Keep in touch. I think that's my final. And I think that was quite a few messages packed into one.
So. Yeah, I like it. The more, the merrier. Amazing. Okay, so thank you, Kim. Thank you so much for being here with me today. If you're interested in learning more about eating disorder services in Windsor, Essex, please find us, Banna, on our socials at Banna Windsor or on our website, banna.ca. Thanks for joining us and see you next time.
Thank you.